complied up to a point. But he chose to spend most of his time talking to a young woman who received the check on behalf of his inner city charity, showing an empathetic side of his character along with an independent spirit. My view of him expanded a decade later when I wrote a biography of Queen Elizabeth II that was published in 2012 during her Diamond Jubilee, marking 60 years on the throne. Although the focus of my research was the life of Charles's mother, I attended 7 private dinners for the Prince of Wales Foundation at Buckingham Palace, St. James's Palace, and Kensington Palace. In those imposing surroundings, I had brief conversations with him, but also witnessed his emotional intelligence as he adroitly yet cozily connected with an elite group of benefactors, most from the United States. My encounters with Charles were tantalizing, so I decided to examine him head-on to find out what made this multi-layered man tick and how he had developed since our first meeting in 1991. I had already studied him through the lens of his late wife and from the vantage point of his formidable mother. By the time I traveled to Sri Lanka,